This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2025.
Hello, hello. I feel like lately temperatures have changed drastically in Santiago, and that has been also drastically affected how, I don't know, my weight, not my physical weight, but like how light I feel suddenly not wearing so many layers, or like looser layers as well. Lightness, I'd say, and also somehow mental lightness. Like I feel like my head decompresses, and suddenly I feel like not knowing what I'm going to do in an hour, because it's not going to be dark and I don't have to get home, or otherwise freeze to death. And that has, yeah, just lightens my day, lightens my mood. Also, we changed time zone. Not time zone, we changed the hour, the time, yeah. So we slept 1 hour less on Saturday, last Saturday. And I do feel like that suddenly I don't feel like the urge to wake up at 7 a.m. because it's still dark. And I can, I don't know, I went cycling for hours, and yeah, suddenly I don't feel the urge to get back home and nestle in bed. I do realize it's probably the exact opposite for people in the northern hemisphere, because yeah, just such what the moment I've been waiting for the whole of winter. I thought going to Peru last month was gonna, I thought Peru was like hot, you know, tropical basically, and some parts are, but I discovered the hard way that it actually gets really fucking cold, just like Chile. And so yeah, it wasn't the holiday weather I expected, or I didn't make it in my objective of getting away with 1 month of winter in Santiago by going to Peru, at least. So I feel like I really needed, like, you know, what's it now? Like max 25 degrees during the day, and actually quite hot in the sun. So it's kind of made me remember how hot it got in the summer, because I feel like I had really forgotten. Yeah, lightness, memory loss, suddenly. Recovered memory, I'd say. Yeah, rays of sun are just like watering me like a photosynthetic whatever plant. So that feels good. Bye.
Hello. Wow, 2 weeks has passed like at a crazy speed. I can't even believe it's been 2 weeks since I last did my recording. It's really been crazy weather. I think it's been like that in the whole of the UK, but my God, it's been so windy and chilly. I haven't been able to cycle to work as frequently as I'd like to, because also I'm a bit of a wuss. I'm just like a bit of wind and I'm like, I don't want to go. I also thought our weather vane wasn't working, because whenever I looked at it, I was like, it's going in the opposite direction of what it should be. And then my partner ended up looking up and finding out that the weather vane points that in the direction that the wind is coming from, which feels too convoluted to be worth anyone's time. I'm like, surely it should just go in the direction of the wind. But no, I've learned that the hard way. from being like, oh, the weather vane says the wind is going that way. That means it will be easy to cycle up the hill to work. Incorrect. It's more difficult. So that's been interesting. It's the first morning that I've woken up, actually, and not been freezing. I was so hot when I woke up this morning because the wind wasn't whistling through the windows. We haven't got very well installed windows in our house. I woke up boiling hot this morning. I'm ready to get out of bed quite quickly because of how hot I was. So it's not full winter mode, even though my brain has mentally been going there into full winter mode. But yeah, it's been a nice couple of weeks getting ready for autumn, settling in. My partner cut the grass the other day, so it looks very lovely in the garden. I'm very happy about that. And the other day we didn't have to walk our dog because it was raining so much and he does not like the rain. And so that was a bit of a treat to all have to just snuggle inside when it was really sheets of rain coming down. When I got home from work, I couldn't open the door quick enough, and I was only at the door for just a moment, really, and my back was sodden from rain. So needless to say, I've just been really enjoying this change in weather, and I'm happy about getting snuggly and cozy ready for the change of season.
Hello. It's hard to talk about the weather on a single day without kind of naturally comparing it to the days before, I think. Particularly now we're doing this diary every 2 weeks, you can't help but think about the last 2 weeks. But I mean, to be honest, even the last 24 hours, today the weather started off, it's been a lot more, I guess, stable today. Lots of sun, a milder temperature, which you notice because it really dropped off over the last, comparing to the last few days. There was a real kind of chill that came around that I wasn't really expecting so quickly for this time of year. But yeah, it suddenly got a bit chillier, the jumpers came out, you know. You make these little changes in your day-to-day based on that. And then today, actually, throughout the day, there's definitely been pockets of warmth, particularly when I took Uma out for her first nap of the day. She's steadily on just 2 naps a day now. So the first one, I took her in the stroller for a walk around where we're staying right now, which I also did because I realised I hadn't really left the house in a couple of days, just very busy doing other things, back to work, working from home, and obviously taking care of Uma and just other family things. All very lovely and positive, but just to keep him busy. So it was, I just realised that, I haven't actually left the house. So I thought I'd do Uma's first. And actually, it was the first day. Today's been the first day I've been able to even consider taking Uma out for a walk while she sleeps in the stroller, because the weather, it was the first day in ages that the weather was actually calmer. I think the last maybe 3 or 4 days has just been like torrential rain, like truly torrential rain. Just constant heavy downpour. And Cam's been putting like big containers in the garden and collecting lots of water. It's been amazing to see how quickly they've been filling up. But yeah, today is, it's funny that always feel like the day in which we do a weather diary, especially when they're 2 weeks apart, there's always something that's like particularly striking about that day, which is, again, I think that's just to do with active observation. And yeah, I think it's biased, isn't it? Because you start looking for specific things. But it is interesting how there's been such a heavy, heavy downpour.
and just constant dark grey cloud, and lower visibility in a way, but that, I think I mean that more as in it's been raining so much, so you just stay inside. Well, we've stayed inside, and then you're just kind of looking out your window, and then it's super dark. The view that you've got is super dark, and just obscured by just this constant rainfall. And today's been the first day where, because it's kind of more stable and dry and sunny, I feel like my kind of visibility and vision is like opened up a lot more, and I'm seeing a lot more. We took a really winding stroller walk today, so I saw lots of different types of like cul-de-sacs and nooks and crannies around the village that we're staying in right now. I think the weather today has been like a refreshing stability. And it's been quite nice to think about what that allows. It is Tuesday, the 16th of September. I'm talking to you from Springfield Park in lovely East London. And I spend basically most of my life up and down the canals in East London and the River Lee. So I will be talking to you, I think, frequently from there. But today in Springfield Park, it's quite gorgeous. I woke up being really apprehensive this morning because we'd had a few quite physically aggressive days of fighting weather. You might be able to hear the breeze in the background and maybe the birds. I hope that's not cutting me off in my recording, but it's fluctuating a little bit. I actually was inside today. I spend most of my side in windowless boxes, so I'm quite disassociated and have to be quite mentally prepared to come out into whatever the world will hit me with, and it changes so quick here. But there's a really kind of beautiful bits of sunshine that keep popping through. It's really mild in its colouring, where things aren't stark today. There's some gorgeous pods. I don't know if they were flowers, what they were, really gorgeous textural pods in front of me that have, when the light hits them, they've yellowed and browned enough that it's a really gorgeous, quite night, like cadmium, almost yellowy little highlight on top. And then on the bottom, it's this burnt sienna, real, real muddy, chocolatey kind of brown. And they're absolutely stunning. Definitely painting worthy. But the sky, otherwise, you've got a nice kind of scattering of clouds that reminds you that it could pour down. Like, they kind of are like small meringues where the bottom's really flat from the pan and quite dark, but the top is so light that you just think they're not heavy enough yet that they're going to rain. So I'm not worried about it raining on me right now, but the amount of breeze that's hitting me is thinking I might get hit later, which has definitely happened the last few days. It's the kind of weather that I think my philosophy stands true, which comes from my stoic Kiwi family of legs don't get cold, which I know is absolute bull, but I like to try and live by as much as possible. For partial convenience of movement and cycling around. And so I might be wearing three layers on top, which includes a raincoat, but my legs, they're not cold. They're at threat. They're very close to having a minor goose bump on them. But they're not quite there, and I guess it's that season where you can be a bit antagonistic. But I also think maybe the weather's feeling a little bit antagonistic today, so I'm part maybe projecting, but just I'm matching that. Otherwise, the last few days, my God, it's been intense along the canal, cycling up and down, like to the point it's scary. I haven't been a cycler for long, so sometimes I get worried. I have to psychologically convince myself that I'm a good enough cycler to take on the small parts of the path with that kind of wind pressure. Like, it was when it was behind you, it was a real slap on the ass. And to its side, you were like, shit, if I get a bit funky on this, I could smack someone. Don't worry, people, I'm saying this, don't worry, it's well okay. You can feel confident along the path. But it was the kind of wind where it was hard to open a door or press against it or hold it open. So I looked like quite an idiot when I was trying to do that at my studio and put my bike in. I was really struggling. It's one of those ones where the weather's like, maybe you need to go to the gym more. And I was like, I thought I had pretty good arms, but now I guess not. And I got to give it to it. Congratulations, it did me out yesterday. And because of the strikes the last week, I've been like cycling a lot more in London and longer distances than I usually. So I'm quite physically tired. So it was the type of win that was almost like, well, if I have 2 or 3 days to this, I've got to get a bus or reconsider what time I get up in the morning so I'm not late to work, because the weather might truly interrupt that or be dangerous. But that was yesterday. The day before that was, it whipped me with rain. I came home like a naked mole rat, having lost a couple of lashes for sure. And it was a bit terrifying. Like, actually a part of the canal, which really surprised me, I hadn't seen that before, had water almost flooded over it. I don't know if it was just from the rain and almost like the irrigation in that spot, or the way it had puddled. And so for maybe like 3 meters, we all had to kind of get off our bikes, or everyone was walking through the sodden grass on the side of the pass and on the actual path itself. But yeah, today it seems to have milded up, but I can't, it feels, I'm in a moment of distrust, I guess, at the moment. but also being quite open to just being whipped, you know? So that's fine. I got up this morning, I also noticed that our lovely spiders, because the last couple of weeks has been big spider energy, big spider mating, but the small mansions that were their cobwebs have been whipped away partially by the wind, because usually I come out a bit apprehensive of having to be in the path of one of them. I still unfortunately kind of other these six-legged beings. I know they're fantastic, but they do scare the shit out of me, and they keep turning up in my home. So I actually did put some A4 posters around the neighborhood that I drew that said, if you see these spiders, please tell them not to come in my home, they're scaring me, which the kids did love. But I think it's at the point where seasonally we're changing, and I think they might disappear again. I don't know what happens after this big spider mating season. We'll see anyway, but I haven't found them, and they haven't been in my house the last couple of days, which is nice.
Hello. I'm recording this from my mum and dad's garden. I did this a couple of hours ago, and in that one I mentioned how surprisingly warm it was after sort of 2 weeks of constant rain, and it's now 4:30 and it's definitely not cold, but it feels more in keeping with the like early autumn temperature weather, whereas before it felt like last hit of summer, like my dad was hanging with laundry. And he mentioned that there's still like heat in the sun, and he was right, it did, spiky heat. So yeah, we're at mum and dad's 2 weeks after the kind of unplanned move here, and I'm very grateful. I've had lots of support from friends and our family. Still, I think it's taken probably this amount of time for my brain to simmer, I guess. I'm still sort of working out routines and patterns. And then in this time period, it's been at home, at my mum and dad's, it's been like unbelievable rain and wind for the whole time in between the last weather diary. To the extent where it was sort of like, I felt like I'd never seen rain this heavy, like every day. And I think that's a mixture of things. I think that is partly true. I think it was really heavy rain. And then also you get so used to, in London, to being protected from the weather to a degree with all of the buildings, that where we are here is pretty exposed. And yeah, so it's quite a strange, I think I probably mentioned it last time, it seems to coincide changes in our lives and pretty obvious changes in weather. We have a garden here, and try and walk outside kind of like just for short little bursts as often as possible. My mum's grown some tomatoes and they're still going. I have attempted to grow a meadow around the side of a house 2 years in a row, and this year it kind of worked. And these flowers came up called cosmos. They're really common. I didn't know that until we did this.
and they have their full life cycle in 1 year. But they produce loads of seeds, so they're still flowering, which is really nice. And apparently they can keep on doing that for into winter. So we were going to cut it back, but we're not going to anymore. Earlier in the day, I want to film one at some point. I saw a red kite when I was with Uma. They're amazing. You kind of don't get used to seeing them. They're like birds. They're not like, they are birds of prey. And they just stall. They do this, hit a patch of heat and they'll float over the, like, where my mum and dad live. It's like a purpose-built hamlet village. It's just quite amazing having these, what it looks like suburbs. It is suburbs, but like there's no connection to a city. It's like on its own. It's quite strange having these like birds of prey just lingering over the top. Really common. I'm looking for one now. You'll definitely see one like every day. And big sky. So I'm not used to a big sky. So yeah, that's they're my observations and thoughts of the weather. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This round of Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.